Today's topic on the Lords of Logic: does the fear of losing help you win? So you want to think about that for a moment while I'm on this one. So there's a reason why Nigeria should not have fallen this low. And if we know anything, then Nigeria must get back up. Like, Nigeria must get back up psychologically, spiritually. Nigeria has to. Yesterday on the show, someone sent a message. I didn't read it. I just thought I'd reference it today. He said that from observing the communication on my show, that he has noticed that I am the destiny helper of over 2 million people. And no, I'm not. And I'm not even being modest. You don't know how bad I want you to be strong. You have absolutely no idea. So let me give you an idea. If in a room there's only one strong person, there's too much dependence on the one strong person. So you have a home where everybody's on one person, then that is too much on that person. In a home where there are 10 people and 5 are strong, then the weight is evenly distributed. So that from what I've, particularly psychologically, I think that the problems in Nigeria, the environment that came about as a consequence of whatever problems that have prevailed in Nigeria has paralyzed. Like, I speak to some people and I see the way that they deal with problems. And I can, if I could bite into it, like I would bite into cake, like you could bite into the weakness. Like you can just. And so it is why I need you to understand that. So first of all, let me put it this way. Good is a responsibility. The man who is doing good is not doing you a favor. Good is duty. The man who is doing what he must do is not doing you a favor, because that thing that he is doing is a responsibility. We all have a responsibility. And I think now I thought about it yesterday, and I ended up with the conclusion that there are different. So there's a perspective. There are perspectives to observing something. So there's the perspective of the one who's observing, and then the perspective of the one who is conducting the observation, right? So there is, for example, my perspective, and then there is your perspective. So you are not wrong if you say you're a destiny helper for 2 million people. But from my perspective, you are not right. You see it. And the only way I can see this is from my perspective. And so that's why I give back to you the things that you call the glories of men. Good is duty. And I say that to say that imagine if we were all strong men. And the only difference between us was maybe the economic situation. Maybe one is a farmer, the other one is a lecturer, one is a doctor, the other one is a lawyer, the other one is a stay-at-home dad. But we were all strong men. That's what's missing. We're everything else but strong. And it's painful to see. It's like we lose much more than money when we're weak. We lose far too much when we can't stand. Let me tell you something. I used to love, there's a Bible in the verse. I think I still love it, but I think then I didn't understand it. So I loved to say it because it sounded very sweet, and there's something profoundly powerful about what Jesus said. When Jesus said, "Here I come in the volume of the books to do thy will." Behold, like, so one must think, when Jesus knew he was going to die, did he think he was coming for a ceremony where he was helping people? Because you see, you're confronted with death and shame and disgrace, and the last thing on your mind is, you know, I'm your destiny helper. And so even the cross was the will of God, and so that was exactly what Jesus had to subject himself to. And so I used to love to say it, like, oh, here I come in the volume of the books to do thy will. And then I had one small encounter. That thing shook me. And then you realize that when Jesus says you carry your cross, it's duty. So it's funny when someone stands in, I think it's funny when someone stands in front of you and he goes, I'm here to inspire you. Inspiration is a byproduct of duty. It's like, I'm here to inspire you. No. Many of the people that you honestly like, you like them because they have chosen to be responsible. So as a man standing in front of you telling you he's here to inspire you, that's garbage. Duty. Because even the moment you understand what you carry and understand what fails when you fail, you don't. Like, there needs to be a conversation about being good enough. By whose standard? By what standard? By what measure? Paul said something. He says, you know, he says something about, after I have preached to others, I become a castaway. So you have to really interrogate that thinking for a moment. It's like, the moment you have something that you must do, then the weight of the thing becomes your frame. It's like, because you can fail, and what you don't want to do is fail. So the luxury of, I'm your destiny help, no. Well, I don't believe that. It's like, I'm here for, maybe what my work is to not fail, because I'm a nod in the network. You know how it is where you buy a television or press an iron, you see, and then you see the network of wires. One wire goes off, the thing doesn't work. For that wire to work, that wire is not the destiny helper of other wires. Like, it's got to work. It's duty. Because everything else is dependent on that fuse or on that cable or on that wire. So, no, I don't agree. You know, when Paul says something like, I fought a good fight of faith. I finished till... I need to get that one right because I also like that one. A good fight of faith. A good fight of faith. I have kept... finished the course. I've kept the faith. What's the verse? I like that one. After finishing off the list of attributes, Paul writes something. No. I've kept the faith. Wait, though. I'm getting this one. Good fight of faith. Kept the cause. Is it kept the cause? It's been a minute. I've been at Sunday school. Kept the... all the Bible people now are now shouting in their rooms like, yeah, Joyce is wrong. Hold on. Good fight of faith. Verse. I've kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's it. So the part where he says, like, you know, you could do all of that and still not be good. Oh, a good example was Moses. You know, I never knew, you know, like, that was growing up from Sunday school. I didn't know that. And so one time I read Moses speaking to the new generation Israelites, and he was telling them what happened to the former generation. And apparently Moses didn't see the promised land. And I try to read his account. So that after everything Moses went through, he didn't enter the promised land. And he said he spoke to God about it. And God was like, don't bring that thing to me. You're not going. And so Moses was speaking to the new generation as though he was warning them that if they mess up like the previous one, then there's a price they have hell to pay for that. And every time I talk to you, when I tell you I want to scream, believe me, sometimes I really want to, because it's like, there's something, first of all, we need to even define it so that it's not wrong. So that when a man and I get it, and it's a good thing to say to someone, thank you for the work that you do. I'm not even minimizing that. It's great to say what you're doing is wonderful. It's lovely to say thank you for not failing, you know, it's good. But it has to be the mentality. It has to be. It has to be the way. So that when you wake up tomorrow as the doctor, you are on to, you have work to, you'd better not fail. Because there are people who depend on that. If I got work here, then I better not fail. People depend on that. If you as a teacher have work, you don't fail. So if you look, they say that the light takes away the dark. It's like if a room was dark and there were 100 men in that room, One man brings a light. There's light, not enough light. Another man brings light. There's light, there's not enough light. But there's light, right? Then 20 men. Then 40. Then 60. Then 100 men. Good is duty. And you cannot fail. So this narrative where you are observing wonder, to me, is wrong. Because there's a responsibility on you to not fail. And you are as much wonder. So if you think this is majestic, you are worthy of majesty. So you get up and do what you must, because there are people depending on you too.
Good God.
Well, look, thank you. I'm off on a break. I'll be right back. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The Lords of Logic. I think that many of you exalt men whom you could be better than if only you just stood up. Men whose philosophies can't feel one exercise, one page of an exercise book. Like, you know how you buy an exercise book, you rip out one page, you write their philosophy, that there'll still be space on that paper for a novel. And you exalt them, and they have nothing. They are nothing. Well, at least compared to what you can be the moment you assume responsibility. Well, look, just think about it. You know, that's all. Just think about it. And I guess eventually, after all is said, you must live a philosophy. One you thoroughly fashion, or one you poorly fashion. It's all yours to bear. Yeah. And I think I'm just here to remind you. Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. So all those other things you say, I don't regard it. Well, I don't dismiss it, but you know what I mean. I don't dismiss it, but it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing if you don't get up and somebody else can bank on you. And this is how it works. We are free men. Let's begin from there. You're free men. As free as the most free. And time and chance works for us all. And then there is only one truth. Then seek it. Then you find it. Lords of Logic, does the fear of losing keep you from winning or helps you win? So I'm thinking that the circumstances of your life might inform whatever contributions are made here. Let's try. Find out what this is on the Lords of Logic this afternoon. Does the fear of losing help you win? Because I think that there is an assumption that winning is the goal in life. Win at whatever it is you set your heart to do, hands on. Yeah, you want to win, right? You want a certain outcome, and which could probably be translated to success. But then there are fears that have risen, and so in fear you act a certain type of way. So like this is our last caller. Says he doesn't know whether he should go to the village. And you see, that's actually, the fear is not unfounded. I think there's sensibility behind the fear. It's like, I know these guys are not what they should be, but I'm not one of them. I am with them, but I'm not of them. So should I go? Should I not go? And there is only one person who can make that decision. Like, I couldn't just stay here and say go. Like, he has to within him and determine whether he should go or whether he shouldn't. Now, as far as his life goes, how long is he, say for example, he's afraid, does that prevent him from danger? You see, would that prevent what could come? Yeah, well, that's just a random reference. I guess there are probably better references that you might have encountered in life. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the Lords of Logic. Does the fear of losing help you win? Sorry about that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
What's up, Joyce?
Hey, hi. Afternoon.
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Maryland.
Thank you very much for calling.
can't go with all you said. I can't go with everything. You are not intentionally helpful.
Well, that's what I believe, so I don't live as though I am. What do you?
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I don't want to fight you this afternoon. Okay. Have a good day, okay? Bye-bye.
That's not exactly what I was looking forward to. Why do you mean you don't want to fight? Does the fear of losing help you win? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes. My name is Seyosi from last week.
Great. Thank you.
Definitely, the fear of losing can make someone win and at the same time make someone lose. But for me, the fear of losing makes me win. Can I give an instance?
The fear of losing helps you win.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. When I was in SS3, I used to not know what, like, the university I'm supposed to pick. And I actually don't want to stop at as a school set leaver as well. So when my friends, when they keep making, like, when they chat and they talk to each other and we discuss together, I'll just be like, normally we don't have the money. And then I don't want to stay as a school set leaver.
Yeah.
What do I do? So... when they talk, I'll feel like...
Huh? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm here, but I'm losing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm listening, go ahead.
Okay, so when they discuss, I'll feel like, okay, I keep going along with that discussion till I get to what I want to get to. So definitely, I don't have the money, but the fear of losing makes me push myself to walk and then... go to university, and now I'm in
200
level already. So.
Okay, I think your illustration was good, but were you really afraid that you were not going to go to university?
I was afraid, and I wanted to settle back. Like, I wanted to draw back. But at the same time, listening to my friend's discussion
and their ambition of wanting to go to university.
Exactly.
Oh, so that was how the fear of losing helps you win.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Okay, so, but in this case, you confronted the fear. Now, there are some cases where the fear of losing helps them not confront. What that does is it doesn't help them confront the fear. Like the last caller on Confessions who, the concern, the fear of, well, these guys are dark and I don't know if I should go. Then one will be like, well... stay or you don't. Like, you go or you don't. So you confronted your fear. Yeah, the fear of losing. Hello. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Moses calling from... actually, right now I'm in Lagos Island.
All right.
But the truth there is this, huh? The fear of losing makes you weak.
Does it?
Makes one very, very weak.
Makes one very weak or makes one win?
Yes.
Weak.
Makes one very weak.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Like for example, let's look at Animal Kingdom. Animals, when they want to go to hunt, they focus on just one. And they don't care about the one coming by their side. And they don't care how many they are. But is that one the target they are going for? At that process, sometimes one may come from the side and hit them. Even with their own, and they get injured. But most times, they always win because at that time, they are focused. But you see, assuming the animals were afraid that there are many, one may attack me from this side, another may attack me from... they may not be able to feed. So most times, being afraid that, if I live here now, how will I start? That is why some of our fathers, they hold the security job in that gate, they are there for all their life. Feeling that if I leave, where will I start from?
So you are saying that the fear of losing doesn't help you win. If you're going to win, you might as well just get in the fight.
Okay. The fear of losing always weighs you down most times.
Well, that's a good way to say thank you. A good moment to say thank you very much for calling. So you can see how this is going. Does the fear of losing help you win? Well, yeah, it's a little on itself. But you can take it apart. The Lords of Logic, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, sure.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's coverage.
Yeah, I know.
Because fear of music can make the anxious.
Anxious,
can
okay.
Can make it to work hard, whether you lose or not. And say somebody cannot tell go to radio and tell me say the truth is this, the truth. So don't leave. Moses, don't leave, they told the truth. Every day you're gonna tell me the truth.
That's on his side. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, my name is Blessing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, am I supposed to talk, like say where I'm calling from?
It's not necessary.
Oh,
it's a loads of logic, yeah.
Oh, all right. It's my first time, though.
Oh, good to meet you. Thank you for calling.
For me, the fear of, like...
Losing.
Sorry?
Fear of losing.
Yeah, fear of losing. Absolutely. Like, it makes you to lose so many things, you know? Because for you to be afraid, oh, okay, if I'm going into this thing, how does it, how, I don't know what is going to, the outcome of
yeah.
it and all that. So you being afraid, you don't know if the land is green over there, you don't know if it's desert, you don't know anything, so you might...
But isn't it safe to not try? Well, since you don't know, right? It's like, well, this thing looks crazy and I don't know what the outcome is going to be, so let me not try.
You just have to try. Whether you lose or you
What if
win.
You try and you lose?
Even if you lose, it's never a crime. It's never a crime for you to lose. And for you to lose, if you're losing, you're equally picking up the lessons and whatsoever from the losing, and you kick off again, you try again. It's never
What if losing makes you lose 1 year away from, let's say your mates are going to be their masters, and then you lose, and then you have to, you pretty much have not even registered for masters, you only have BSc, and all your mates have finished masters.
For me, basically, life, even if I lose now, my mates are whatsoever
ahead of you.
I don't care. You know, like, okay, well, someone who is running just kind of estate gate, and you're still walking, you still get to the estate gate. What matters is, did you actually get there?
Oh, you don't care when you get there. You're just happy you got there, even if you get there late.
Yes, of course.
All right.
It's not even everyone that are privileged to be rich at young age. Some people,
nobody's talking about riches. No, we're not talking about being rich.
You need, like, as an example. Like,
that's not a good example now.
No, okay.
Ah, you're not in Nigeria. Oh, look, thank you very much for calling.
Whatsoever, but it counts, though, you know.
No, is there a marathon for who gets rich first in this country? Anyway, I mean, that's why we have fraud, right? Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce. Listen, I am amongst you, man. This is the Prince that was from.
It's good to have you. Welcome to the show.
I will say this your office is a double-edged sword, and I'll tell you why.
This my what? Like,
this question, as in the fear of losing.
Oh, sure, sure.
Is a double-edged sword that cuts both ways. I'll explain what I mean. For example, Israel, because they did not want to be overrun by their neighbors, they built the Iron Dome. So in that one, you can call it fear, you can call it caution. America, after September 11, we knew all the extents they went to. America, for example, their military is almost the best everywhere, air, land, sea, whatever.
Okay.
So, for example, whoever is coming for the next president, one question I'll ask the person if I'm going to stand for is like, what did you learn from this Russia-Ukraine war? For me, for example, what I learned from Russia, when you are little, they'll tell you that no one is an island unto itself. But to some extent, Russia proved that when your systems are developed enough, you can actually be
an island.
Significantly a significant island unto yourself. And Nigeria, if we stand up, we can be like Russia. What do we really need from the outside world if you think about it? So yes, the fear of losing can either help or hamper you. It's just like Batman. Things don't happen to him twice. There was a time he fought the same.
No, I don't think that we can... look, and this is honestly for the sake of clarity. I don't think we should say that it goes both ways and as such, it's you
know
can
what I mean?
Win. Fear, I mean, there's got to be like a larger summary for you.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to be afraid than you save yourself the chances of losing? I mean, you save yourself the embarrassment of losing. Or do you say, go and fail? That's even the goal.
Yeah.
What?
The fear of losing can help you win. Because when you have that thing at the back of your mind.
That you could lose.
You could lose. You allow like I rather not lose. So let me do everything. If it comes, it comes. So in that way, it can spoil you.
So, for example, when you say I rather not lose, are you saying then let me not try? Let me not try too much because okay, the assumption is I'm going to lose.
Yeah, example.
Is that a good conclusion so we can allow other people?
Okay. The gun carriage that they used to carry Queen Elizabeth's body, the reason why the Navy are the ones who pull it is that during the time of Queen Victoria, the coffin almost fell over.
Give me your philosophy.
My philosophy.
Yeah, leave those people.
Yes, the fear of losing can drive you to
Thank
win.
You very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Look, it's best when you give me your philosophy because you're not going to operate. Well, at least I'm hoping you're not operating your life on the rules of other people. That'll be damning. Hello.
Hi, Joy.
The Lords of Logic. Oh, pretty. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, my name is Genevieve.
Huh?
Okay. My name is Genevieve.
Genevieve. Oh, that's a lovely French name.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, the topic. Personally, I think the fear of losing can help you win, or it makes you win. So it has happened to me both ways. The fear of losing has made me lose in the past, but it has made me win more times than it has made me lose.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, give me a reference.
Okay, so there was this exam I was supposed to take. The first exam, which was a lower grade, I was very confident about it. And I was overconfident. I felt like I was going to, you know, just clear the whole thing. But then I almost failed. I passed. So there's pass, there's
credit,
and there's distinction. So I just passed. I almost failed. Now, I was now to take the higher level. I was so scared. I was so scared because, you know, all eyes were now on me because it was like I wasn't going to pass the exam. So at that point, I had the option either to opt out or to take the exam. But I knew I could not fail. So I was so scared. So it made me prepare better.
Then that's you confronting the fear.
Exactly.
So in the event that you confront the fear, I'm not sure that I would be saying that that is the fear of losing. Because, hey, here you are saying, well, I have a thought that I might lose, right? But I'm going in anyways.
Joy, I was scared. Even while I was writing the exam.
You were still scared?
Exactly.
Yeah, but did you pass?
Yeah, I got a distinction. It made me prepare better. So it's all about, I think, you know, being scared helps you prepare. So you put in more time.
But you know that many times being scared makes you not try.
Yeah, it makes you not try. But even if you try if you're scared, you can decide either to try or not to try.
Yeah, in the event where you try, we cannot, I don't think it would be right to categorize that trial under fear anymore. Because really what fear, I mean, fear, you know, at first is an emotion, right? And then it can leave you back or it pushes you forward. The moment you choose to go forward, I think that's courage. So we cannot categorize that under fear. At least I wouldn't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I'll categorize it under fear because you're scared.
Yeah, but you're facing it.
Yeah, you're facing your fear.
It takes courage to face fear. So we would no longer categorize courage under fear if your choice is to face it. Do you understand?
I understand, Joy, but I still think you're scared. So at that point, it now depends on you either to go ahead with it or not. Or it doesn't take out that fear.
Yeah, but you see, when you exercise will over, when you make a decision against fear, then we have to categorize the decision. So what I'm saying is, if you're afraid and you don't go and you go back, we can say, oh, she's afraid. Yeah. But if you're afraid and you go forward, we cannot categorize the courage as fear.
OK, if you say that. But OK, can I give another example? Or is my time
No. Your time is up. Your time is up.
Okay,
thank you for calling. I do appreciate your kind. Yeah. Thank you. Well, nice. Hello, the Lords of Logic.
Hello.
Yeah, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here.
This is Market Loba.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Why do you introduce yourself that way?
Yes,
you have a name.
I heard you saying it.
I mean, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
I do like it.
Okay.
Because that is what I do for a living.
Yeah, but that's not your name.
See,
you know, your name is better. Hello.
I see this fear.
Yeah.
He has different level.
Oh.
There are fear you cannot go and do anything. There are fear. That fear you have can push you to do something to succeed.
Okay.
Because of maybe some circumstances around you. You don't want to fail at all. So that one, you will be determined to overcome that fear.
Uh-huh.
But when fear not keep you down, you can't be able to do anything. That one is bad. For me, I do it even when I'm afraid.
Oh, good.
And I will succeed. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, what if you don't succeed? Because many times you are afraid. You suppose that this thing might not click or it might not go. But then you do it anyways. And then you fail. Yeah, I think you've had that experience. The Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, sister.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here.
Please, I called back to get the number of the woman that said, I don't know if I can get the number or you give me...
Pardon me, who are you?
Okay, I called and mentioned my case in the morning, talking about the business and all that, about my broken marriage.
Oh, you're the guy.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I think what I would... You're the guy who says you want accommodation. Is that the thing?
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay. So hold on a second. We are going to... Let me just get your number.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
What does your number end with?
222-222.
08035.
Okay.
Then it ends with 222.
Okay, 080.
No. Hold on. 08035. Then it ends with 222.
Okay.
I'm asking you, is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Got it. All right, then. So we'll send you a message with her number.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
Well, bless you. Thank you. Nigeria Info. The Lords of Logic. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Hey. Make it back. Sorry about that. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Afternoon, the Lords of Logic, welcome.
Yeah, Jesu Lokwaya is the name.
Welcome, Jesu Lokwaya. Wait, do you always have to say all of that? You don't have a short form of your name? We're lazy these days. Go ahead.
I don't have a short form. Okay, see, let me just say it this way.
Okay.
You are talking about maybe fear has made you lose, right?
Does the fear of losing help you win? Like, would you say, well, I'm afraid I'm not going to try, and then you end up winning?
It doesn't help me win, no. Yes, being afraid, I don't win at the end of the day when I'm afraid.
Okay.
Now, let me give you an explanation. This forex of your team, to get to a particular point, the market is going against you.
Okay.
You get.
Mm.
And maybe the equity you have in the market now, you are looking at it like it can wipe off. So sometimes you'll be scared, so scared, but you know that you've read the market. But because of the fear of it wiping out your equity,
you
close
at
the end of the loss. You understand? So when you now close it, let's say you have closed $100 loss. The market can start going back to profit.
Okay.
Assuming you waited to say, okay, whatever happens, happens. I'm ready to lose this. You wouldn't have lost $100. You would have gained more.
Okay.
So that fear of me looking at the market, like this market is going against me, I tend to close the market. But when I close it, I follow it, I see it didn't even touch my stop loss.
Okay.
Just flew back. So the fear.
So what if you lose? Like, have you ever had that situation where you tried it and you still, your mind was telling you you're going to lose and then you lost? Then what do you do? What happened? Well, have you been in that situation?
I've been in that situation.
Then what happened to you?
Then I made up my mind, like, okay, if this market should go against me, let it go against me. If I lose, I lose.
So you were down for even losing at that point.
Yes.
Like, I'm losing. I'm in for losing.
Yes. But most times, I'm always closing.
All right.
I'm just scared.
Well, thank you for the illustration. I do appreciate it. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Sorry.
It's all right. Thank you. Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Kingsley calling from Ecuador.
Go ahead, Kingsley. You have a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Let me just clarify. You know, when we talk about philosophy, fear is enemy of progress, Joy. That is simple truth.
Okay. Yes,
I learned it from you very well because I know how you handle it. I don't want to mention a mentor so that I will not have it.
Okay. But do you understand?
The truth is this. Then you face your fear to survive. That is the simple truth. Even if I begin to tell you my story, it will say 1 minute and some seconds.
Yeah.
So if I tell you my story, you know that fear is an enemy of progress. Okay, so you have to move on. You have to move on, Joy. Even in that situation you are, don't you know what you are facing every day? Do you know how many counter you are facing today? I'm listening to you since 12 o'clock. Mm. You are a mother. Thank you, Joy. Bye-bye, Joy.
Hey! Yo! No, leave a girl out of that. Say you're a mother. For real. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. We're back. The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Niger Info. I think I can afford one more conversation before it's 3 o'clock. Hey, final caller. Make it quick. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Austin.
Welcome, Austin. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, actually, for me, I believe that the fear of losing makes you to work harder. That's for me. Because as an example was in my final year, a week to my final year exam.
30 seconds.
My final year exam, my ex left me. So I was emotionally devastated.
Oh.
So in the course of anytime I open my book to read, I'll be like, I will be so down. Yeah. I was unable to read. But one thing keeps telling me, I'm all guys, my extra year, they wait for you. Extra year keeps coming to my head. Extra year, I'm losing all 7.
Yeah.
So I kept, because of that, it energized me. I started reading. And as you can have it, my final year was my best result I had for my first year to my final year.
Oh, that's good. Then you faced your fear. Then you faced the fear and you conquered it. Then that's not fear anymore.
Well, I was scared. I was scared of.
And then you faced the fear. You're Victor. Look, that was good chatting with you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Lagos, Nigeria, the sun sets here. It's my pleasure to tell you that my work's done. I'll see you next week. Public holiday on Monday. I won't be here. Okay, no, I'll be. Have a beautiful weekend. God bless you. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info.